You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa. It won't officially be a State of the Union address for U.S. President Barack Obama this evening, but only because he hasn't been president long enough to officially deliver one. Nonetheless, he will address the nation from Washington. He'll be statesmanlike. He'll go over the state of affairs Americans and increasingly the rest of the world find themselves in, despite the billions being spent on rescue plans. Michael Hawes is a professor of international political economy at Queen's University, and he's the executive director of the Canada-U.S. Fulbright Program here in Ottawa. Michael Hawes, what are you expecting President Obama's big message to be about the economy this evening?
Well, I think the big message is that he's in charge. I think he needs to bolster confidence, not just in financial markets, but in the economy more generally. We've seen over the last couple of weeks an inauguration where he clearly told the American people that it's not about him, it's about us, that this is a problem we're in together, the American people, but more broadly the entire world. But then over the last couple of weeks, what we've seen is a lot of fighting on the floor of the Congress. I think what he needs to say tonight is that his administration is working on this. It's not going to be fixed overnight. It's not going to be fixed this year. But he needs them to regain some semblance of confidence.
We saw from his visit here in Ottawa that he's a very charismatic individual, a very powerful man. But how does he boost the confidence? What can he actually say?
Well, let's be honest, there's going to be no rabbit out of the hat here tonight. We all know that the banks are in trouble. We know the automobile industry is in trouble. We know jobs are being lost, and we know that the credit crunch is real. What I would like to see is some more details. He promised a plan, and so far he's delivered a concept. He sent out a package to the Congress with a lot of room for maneuver, and they took that room. I think what he could do tonight is perhaps some more detail, and again return to the message that this is an administration prepared to deal with this problem.
So he has to be what, more assertive?
I think he has to be clearer. I think the time for debate on the floor of the Congress is over. The time for an administration that's prepared to act is now. Remember, we're only a few short weeks from the 20th of January, and much of the time going up to that, while readily accepting the seriousness of the situation, he was in campaign mode. Then you get the inauguration, and frankly, I would like to have the last couple of weeks back if you want. I think he allowed the Congress to play a bigger role and for partisan politics to be too important over the last couple of weeks. I think he needs, again, to sort of recapture the momentum and just really, you know, I hate to sound so cliched, but, you know, stand tall and say his administration is prepared to deal with this.
Well, to use another cliche, does he have anything left in his arsenal to boost the economy?
Well, like I say, there's going to be no enormous surprises tonight, in my opinion. He is going to remind Americans and the world that if stimulus is the answer, and I think it is the answer, that means that people have to be a little less cautious, that investors have to be prepared to invest in things that are good and are valuable. I imagine he'll focus his energy on the incredible potential impact to the infrastructure this could have in North America. And I think he'll want to talk about demand issues. But I don't, you know, there's not going to be a new plan tonight, and there's not going to be, again, a rabbit out of the hat. I think it's going to be about some more details and a sense that we need to pull together and address these issues.
President Obama has been rather ambitious. He says that he wants to have the U.S. deficit by the end of his four-year term. Is that realistic?
His first term.
I'm sorry. At the end of his first 4 years. My apologies.
I know it's I mean, everybody who takes this job better be optimistic and positive, especially in the first month. I think it's reasonable for him to set targets. I think realistically, those targets are going to change. These are a series of problems that are more severe, more serious, and more complex than we've seen for decades. So, you know, yes, I think it's reasonable. but we don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I'm optimistic. I think that we're going to have a very difficult 2009, and then we're going to move out of this. Recessions and business cycles are just that. They're cyclical. And I think one of the things he has to do, and one of the things we all have to do, is imagine what it's going to be like when we're out of the cycle. So you want to invest in infrastructure. You want to invest in education. You want to invest in sustainable projects. You want to make sure that there's an environmentally sustainable element to those projects, because we have to look at where we're going to be, whether it's at the end of 4 years or the end of 3 years or the end of 5 years. You know, obviously, from his perspective, he'd like it to operate within his political cycle. But for the rest of it, we have to, you know, again, we want to set targets. We want to see where we're going to be when we come out of this.
Michael, it's good of you to join us this afternoon. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye. Michael Hawes is a professor of international political economy at Queen's University. He's also the executive director of the Canada-US Fulbright Program.